This is CliffCentral.com.
Beep 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 beep.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Good morning, my dearest friends. Sorry about that good. That was a bit loud, eh? If you woke up because of the good, then it's good. Because then you are with us, the Casper Radio Show, on September the 16th in the year of our Lord, 2016. Do you know what? 100 years ago on this date, there was a little boat that set sail for America. It was called the Mayflower. That's on this day. I don't know what year. I'll look it up. We've got lots of wonderful guests today. I've got Bernard on my left. Hello, Bernard.
Hello.
Are you well?
I'm very well.
You look very well. And
then, what the fuck do you mean?
No, nothing. And then Charmaine is back at last.
Yay.
Hello, Charmaine.
Hello, Cassie.
Are you well, darling?
I am. Thank you.
Good. And I actually listened to your show this week.
Oh.
I did.
I'm glad you did.
I sort of snorted and puffed. What do you call it?
I thought you would do that.
What's that in English?
I don't know. There's
Puffled,
a word for it.
Yeah, but it was very interesting. Sorry, I'm doing music. I'm multitasking. So sometimes
as you always do.
I just go off the mic now and then. But then I'm back again. Charmaine, just say something.
Oh, am I supposed to? I'm waiting for you, maestro. You know what you're doing.
I know.
Okay, well, if you want me to punt the show, then I'll just speak about my show. Well, it was. I've heard that people say it's off the wall, and it is off the wall. And no excuses. How are you, Betty? I have missed you. I have not seen you in such a long time.
Yeah, you're always too busy for us.
Wish me luck.
Do you know Jared?
No. Well, we... No.
Hey! I thought she was going to go, hey. Hey! No. I'm a bit off today, eh? There she goes. Jared, welcome to the show once again.
Thank you very much. Very nice to be here again.
Yeah, and we've moved now.
I see that. Yeah. New offices, new space.
Yeah.
Like it.
It is nice.
Cute, hey?
Yeah.
Cozy.
A little chillier than the last room I was in.
You got that Casper personality.
No, it's the AC.
You're sitting with both hands around your shoulders. I'm sure. Sorry, yeah, it's the AC because we got to choose between very hot or Alaska.
Okay, no, go with icy tundra.
We do icy, and then we'll switch it off when I start coughing. We'll switch it off.
It's off.
And then we'll put it on again. So today you are here because we are going to talk all things television.
That's right. Hashtag talking TV.
Good. But now let's not leave out Bernard because he's got some gossip gay news.
Cool.
So it can dovetail.
Nothing wrong with a bit of gossip.
Nothing. And while we are talking about gay, and it's got nothing to do with gay, but I want to... wish you a very happy anniversary yesterday.
Thank
with
you.
Your
you saw
husband.
That.
Yeah, because we got two anniversaries today. It's a bit cold. The one is Sandra Prinsley's birthday yesterday.
Okay.
And the one is your anniversary yesterday.
That's right. Thank you. Yeah, married 3 years.
That's fantastic. And still everything going, are you sad? Are you sorry yet?
That I'm married?
Yeah.
Not at all. No refunds, please.
Okay. That's fine.
Ek voel amper special, dis 'n vroeg in die show.
Ja, but
ek word altyd vir jou laaste gelos.
Ja, maar nou kyk jy 'n maatjie.
Yay.
You see, I don't think Sandra Prinsloo, she's our second guest. If she comes in, you want to track loss with gay news. Okay, I'm going to test you, especially you, Jared, and you, Banner. Did you at midnight watch? And you know what I'm talking about?
Does this have to do with the Mayflower now?
No. Not the Mayflower anymore. This is TV stuff. There was a live thing happening at 12 o'clock our time. No, 12 o'clock their time, America. I was awake. I didn't sleep last night.
So it's either American politics or RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars.
Or something else that's coming up. Remember October, what's going to happen?
Halloween.
Yeah, and on Halloween it's going to be?
American Horror Story.
No.
Okay, Rocky I'm Horror. Really off today.
Rocky Horror.
Yes. They had a 5-minute screening
of
the first bit of Rocky Horror Fox's Rocky Horror. It looks amazing.
Okay. I'm very excited for that.
I'm just worried about the music.
No. I'll tell you what's happening.
Because
gunfy. I was concerned about it as well. I was concerned about the time warp and how they're going to... And the orchestration of it was cuck. But it is actually a presentation of the movie that people are going to. That's actually the story of Fox. So the people are all outside the theater and then they move in because they're not going to watch the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And I think the characters will then sort of... come out and in, or they will off the screen, or they're gonna pay homage.
You shouted like that.
Yeah, but it looked very good. For instance, let me give you a clue, an example. They did, of course, the beginning is Frankenfurter took ill the night he touched my pure. Whatever, remember? No. In the movie, those are just lips singing.
I don't remember those lines.
Yeah. In the movies, those are lips. Science fiction. Those are red lips.
Mm.
Now it is the girl. It's like the girl that shows people the places.
Yeah, but that's the...
But I'm trying to explain to you the homage. The two versions that's intermingling. Because we cannot top the movie. So what are we going to do? We want to see a new version maybe because we're not going to automatically watch Rocky Horror Picture Show again. But if there's a new one, we're going to watch it and complain. But... Now, what is this lady, the tray lady?
Usher.
Yeah, the usher walks around and she sings it. And she's got very red lips. And right at the end, they move in and in and in to her lips. So it's just her lips going. And there you got the reference going to the movie.
Okay.
And it was quite sweet because I was going, maybe we should close up on the lips. And they did. So I was impressed. That's all they showed. They showed that song. But I was impressed. But I was awake, so I saw Periscope said, in 2 minutes, we will do the... Oh, I was on... what's that beautiful man's name who was in Penny Dreadful as well?
The guy who plays Riff Raff.
Yes, Reeve Carvey.
Reeve Carney.
Reeve Carney.
Yes.
I saw his tweet line going, remember to watch in 2 minutes' time. So then I watched it. I loved it. I loved it, what I saw. And that is my 2 cents. Shemaine, you are excited about the Rocky Horror Picture? It's going to be on Fox. No.
Is it okay if I don't lie?
You mustn't lie. Yeah.
Okay, no, I'm not.
Okay, good.
Why?
Because that's not her thing, I think. Okay, I must talk for her.
Yes, you can talk for me. You talk for me all the time anyway, but you are telling the truth. So, yeah, no, it's just not my kind of stuff. Do you know what I mean?
No. Mm. I don't know what you mean.
I want to warn you, Bernard, as well, that the Samsungs are exploding.
Oh, dear
Not
God.
All Samsungs. And
all of them are, and it's been recalled by the United States government, and it's going to fucking explode. Take this thing out of the studio.
At least Samsung try something new, not just a new cover.
Well, go burst into flames somewhere else. Be aware, Bernard, I'm saying this to protect you.
It's only the Note 7. And they've all been retrieved.
So what have you got?
S7H.
That's the one that's expensive.
That's Note 7.
Jared, what are we going to talk about?
TV. No, not exploding phones.
Have you got something you want to say first? Yeah, do that one, Bernard, and then one. We can talk about it.
Yeah. Last night was the opening of Gate 69.
It was last night.
Last night.
As well.
Yeah. And it opened with Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Uh-huh.
Which I'm so excited to see on the 9th of October.
So you're going to fly?
Yes.
All the way to Cape Town?
Yes.
To see this production?
Yes.
Not knowing whether it's actually going to come here?
No. I asked.
And it's not?
It's definitely not coming here.
Oh.
It's only at Gate 69 for 3 months and it's done.
Okay.
But yeah, the opening was amazing. I saw photos. It's a very plush venue, the interior, and it's very cozy, and it reminds you of Studio 54 almost.
Okay. But Studio 54 is big. It's not intimate.
The interior, the look of it.
Okay.
Fuck it.
Now, I'm just checking facts.
I'm giving you facts now.
And I'm just wondering whether both of you or any one of you had breakfast this morning.
We did. I'm such a happy mood. Then I'll go on with
If that's happy, then yay.
The outside on the sidewalk is a whole red carpet, velvet rope. So it's very glamorous and you can really go there and have a fun night out.
Hmm.
Yeah. And I spoke to Kathy and she says like it's living. She's living proof that dreams do come true. So it says buy a happy
Specific,
yeah.
Yeah, specifically Kathy.
Specifically Kathy.
Is it her theatre?
It's her theatre.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
awesome.
She's the host every night. She will welcome all the patrons and introduce the show every night. And this show is running for 3 months. And then her show, Kathy Specific and her Trolley Dollies, will be on for, I think, a couple of months. And she's planning on doing different cabaret shows every month, and twice a year she wants to do a musical.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, good luck to her,
yeah.
And well done on realizing your dream. So, would you fly to Cape Town to see Hedwig and the Angry Inch, Jared?
In a heartbeat.
Really?
I've seen it in New York,
yes.
With Darren Criss from Glee, and he's amazing. My husband is more the Hedwig and the Angry Inch fan, more so than me. I like it. I think it's a great storyline.
This the Broadway production or the off-Broadway?
Broadway.
Broadway.
Yeah.
I love it when you guys go on like that. It's so posh.
We are.
So posh.
So you saw the one...
Even off-Broadway is a little posh.
No, off-Broadway is just about the amount of seats. That's nothing else. Mm. If it's up to 300, it's off-Broadway. Up to 200, off-Broadway. But did you see the one with, what's his name, that the head boy of gays?
Neil Patrick Harris.
Yes, did he, after him? Was that Darren Scott after him? Not Darren Scott.
I imagine
Darren
Scott. That would have been interesting.
Hello. I've got an angry centimeter.
Why?
No,
I think he was about the third guy that did it, because after Neil Patrick Harris was the guy from Dexter, who would have been probably my first choice because I'm a huge Dexter fan, Michael C. Hall, who was apparently amazing. Neil Patrick Harris, I'm sure, would have been stupendous, but he's always stupendous, so there's no surprise. Whereas the guy from Dexter, in full makeup, singing songs, for me, that's a once-in-a-lifetime thing to see. So,
well, between you and me, let's cut out Shemaine and Bernard. I saw him live in Studio 54 in cabaret as the MC.
Oh, wow. See, I'm very jealous because Betty's going to Cape Town to watch Hedwig. Didn't invite me. That's fine. And I'm going to be in Cape Town in October.
But I'm
there for a family thing, and I'm there on my own. If I see the show... on my own.
Oh, it's going to be problems.
Without husband.
You won't see the next anniversary.
Not worth the risk.
Okay.
Actually, Shabby's been very sweet. He said, go and see it. But actually, I would rather see it with him.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Yeah.
I like that. Because I'm not like that at all. I'm selfish and single. I will fucking go and see everything.
Whatever you want.
Yeah, whatever I want. Any other news?
Yeah. Good.
Kom
ons gaan op ligter nuus eers.
Gaan lig.
Gaan lig eers.
Ja.
App Fab.
Ah.
Premier is eventually.
How does that song go?
Hier.
It's wheels on fire.
Ja. Gun down the road. Mm. Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
And they will have probably redone that for the movie.
Yeah.
I hope not.
I think they have.
What about it?
Die premier is donderdagavond.
Die wat?
Die premier.
Premier. Do you want, what kind of cigarette do you want? I want the premier, please, with a little bit of Sauvignon.
It's donderdagavond.
In South Africa.
In South Africa.
Yeah. Because it's already been in England.
Yeah. Yeah. Maar ek is upset, want ek kan nie gaan nie.
Oh.
Ja.
Hoekom kan jy nie gaan nie?
Ons gaan na 'n ander show kyk.
Okay.
Ja.
Ja.
Ons gaan na Natalie kyk.
Nathaniel. Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Nats. Nice.
Hoe kom
I'm
Natalie?
Going tomorrow night.
Oh.
Okay, ek praat nie van hom as Nats. Ek praat van hom as Nats.
Is it? Because Natalie is most, you know, a black guy.
A Natalie
is a black guy. So when you go like, you know,
what's a white guy? Wendy.
That's a Wendy.
And Natalie is a black guy.
Mm-hmm.
What's a colored guy? Clora.
A Clora. So, you know, who want to know? Go on.
Ja, so dis exciting. Ons lang gewag vir die movie. En ja, dit gaan amazing wees.
Wait up, hoe kom ek vir julle gay boys vertel van julle se taal?
Ek geweet van Wendy en Clora, maar ek nie geweet van Natalie nie.
Ek het gehoor van Natalie, maar ek was nie seker of dit 'n polisieman, 'n soppie of 'n fucking wit man is nie, maar dis 'n swart man sê jy.
Ja.
Sorry. Well, that's why you're here, to help us.
He's
sweeping. So, what's the news? Yeah. What's the crits about AppFab? Do the people like it?
Alles sê, it's amazing. It's rarig. Weet jy?
Jared?
I've heard some mixed reports, actually.
So,
what I heard was, don't go in with very high expectations of the AppFab movie. So, if you have low expectations, then you won't be disappointed. Which is good advice for life, actually.
It is.
Yeah.
But I can see where people might be disappointed because they didn't try to recreate the TV show. They wanted to showcase where Eddie and Patsy's lives would have gone to eventually if the TV show went on. So it took a different turn.
Okay. Hmm. Well, all I want to know is if you know that I have a movie called Snorks Genoeg and that is actually piggybacking on Absolutely Fabulous. So they will release AppFab now, and then next month they will release Snorks Genoeg, which is just an interesting fact.
Snorks Genoeg, by interesting.
Okay.
And dan, baie exciting news for my. Ek baie happy. Okay. RuPaul het die Emmy gewen, eventually.
Really?
Yeah, for outstanding hosting of a reality show.
For the Drag Race?
Yeah. Maar wat my half bietjie upset is, dis by die Creative Arts Emmys vir gegee. En die Creative Arts Emmys is vir die technical crew en vir behind the scenes choreography en daai goeters. Hoekom word 'n award for outstanding host by die Creative Arts Emmys vir gegee?
Exactly.
En nie by die regte Emmys
nie. I agree with you. Yeah, I agree with the award, because she does it well, and she's been saying things that has become lines. Sashay away, don't fuck it up, can I get an amen in here? That's RuPaul's Drag Race. Jared, have you got something to comment?
I get so excited when I hear that song.
Yeah.
Because that is one of my all-time favorite reality TV shows. I cannot get enough of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. I watched it from the beginning, and it grew. And at the beginning, it was very low budget. One light and a stage.
Yeah. And kind of not very in high definition if you look at the stage. I mean, they didn't even have an actual finale in the first two seasons. They were just like, okay, here you go, here's a crown.
That's it.
Yes. Now, Shantae, you stay with Crown.
Did any of you notice that this season, you know, the globes on the edge of the stage, all the lights?
Is this All Stars 2 season?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They put like a ledge of, I don't know, maybe wood or something to protect the bulbs. Because the previous season,
yes, I remember
every
that.
Night someone kicked one of the bulbs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Just an interesting tidbit.
I didn't notice that, but when I watch episode 4...
We're going to see
that.
We all got to watch
it. Look for Edge of the Stage.
Okay. So what did you think of episode 3 of RuPaul's Drag Race, Charmaine?
I have not seen it.
I thought so.
No. Oh, come on.
You don't watch Rocky Horror Picture Show. You don't watch the RuPaul's Drag Race.
Charmaine, what do you watch?
I'm so freaking straight.
She only watched Stable Lane.
No, but listen, I do. If I catch RuPaul's show, then I watch it. Then I have fun with it.
But I see
I don't particularly follow it. But if I see it, I love it.
But you, I see you as a fag-friendly person.
I'm such a fag hag.
I know, that's why.
I mean, and not just that, Letty's even. I mean, I'm.
No,
like,
no, I'm talking about Letty's
now. I'm telling you, no, but both. Both. So I'm just, you know, I'm like, all right like that. But yeah, but if you can tell me, then it would be stuff like Bad Men that I love.
Yeah, but he's going to talk about lots of TV. Yeah.
Scandal's good.
Yeah, that hospital thing, that Sean DeVine.
Grey's Anatomy. So oh, I hate Grey's Anatomy.
I love it. I've seen it till up to date. So.
Oh, wow.
So stuff like that.
So then you'll be excited to know that the next season is about to arrive.
Yay. I'm so happy.
Season 13.
Wow.
This woman is still whining about her love life 13 years seasons later.
And you know what I love about it? That seasons are long. It's not like we do.
Okay, so you like that. I find shorter seasons work better for me.
Is it?
But I think that's maybe because there's so much pressure for me to watch as much as possible. So if a TV show is 22-hour-long episodes, I could watch a 13-episode sitcom, and I could watch four of those in the same amount of time it would take me to watch one season of Grey's Anatomy. I'd maybe rather sample the new stuff. Okay. It's tricky for me.
Yeah, it's a job for you as well. So it's not, okay, I get it.
Have you got any groundbreaking news about RuPaul's Drag Race for us?
Well, breaking news, no. I haven't watched the fourth episode.
Okay.
How many do we have?
10?
We actually don't know how long the season's going to be, but the fourth episode aired in America last night. I'm staying off social media as much as possible because I don't want that to be spoiled.
Fuck that. I agree with you.
Because when Adore Delano walked out in episode 2, sorry if anyone hasn't watched yet.
Yeah, no.
For that spoiler alert. Oops. But I knew about that. So, and that kind of ruined it for me because that was such a big moment in the show.
She's become quite fat, eh? Don't you think? And that lip.
It was, I think, just at the time it was filmed. She's lost weight since. Yes, sorry.
That's maybe why she fucked off, because she was so fat.
Actually, interestingly, I watched an interview with her. She did it, I think, on Periscope. You can find it on YouTube.
Okay.
Where she explained why she did walk out, because she didn't do that on the show. And she said that her boyfriend had just dumped her, and she didn't know why. And I think her father had passed away. There was family drama. So she was in a bad headspace at the time of filming All Stars 2, which was done a year ago. It's not a recent thing. They film them very far in advance. They're filming season 9 now.
Already?
That I can tell you. And it'll only air next year. But they're filming it now as we speak.
I love this news. It's so nice because I don't know this. Okay. Well, that brings new light on a door.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You feel a bit more sorry for her then, if you know that. Yeah, because I thought she was being a bit stuck up and taking an opportunity that people would probably literally kill for and just throwing it back in RuPaul's face.
I thought she was a fucking diva.
Like a brat.
Yeah.
But now I have a little bit more sympathy for her. I understand. Absolutely. And she is one of the most popular contestants of the show.
Exactly.
So the audience, which is very young, love her. Whether she walks out and behaves like a diva or not, they just love everything she says and does. It's amazing.
Mm.
Who do you think is going to win?
Who do I want to win, though? There's one who looks like an emu that had plastic surgery.
Detox.
And then where's the one who talks like the
Alaska?
Alaska.
Yes, Alaska. I think Alaska will win.
Yeah.
I would have loved for Ginger to win, but
she's maybe.
Maybe because I mean after every episode there's
you
like
can come back.
We haven't seen that.
Yes, for your revenge.
Yet. Because it's all the shows copy one another. Because MasterChef was what Top Chef had that kind of a thing that you can come back now. All of a sudden they've got this, but it makes it interesting, I suppose. And so maybe they will fight it out, and then one will go back. The people voted out.
I'm thinking it's kind of a return, or they can lip sync in order for the opportunity to get a vote to vote one of the other girls out.
Okay.
So maybe it's that, as opposed to them coming back on the show for another shot. Maybe they will then have the power. Because he keeps saying revenge. Come back for your revenge. So that may be what it's about.
One of the previous seasons, there was also something like that. And I think it was three or four queens that came back and they did a challenge with the other contestants and one had an opportunity to be voted back in.
Wasn't that season 7?
I can't remember.
I think it was season 7 where they all came back. Yeah. All the ones that had been voted
everyone
off up until that
and
point.
Then one person could.
Yeah, and it was Trixie that ended up staying. Yes, yeah. It was season 7, Trixie Mattel. I remember that.
Okay. Well, what other programs would you recommend us to watch? Before you say that, I've got two things to say to you.
Yes.
First, have you got Hulu?
No.
Get it.
Okay.
There's a fantastic show called Difficult People.
I've heard it's amazing.
And this one woman does what you, she does what you do. Writes about television.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's got a, that's her job, but she wants, she's a frustrated actress or something. Very funny.
And her gay best friend.
And her gay best friend.
Uh-huh.
And then it's out of this world humor. It's really pushing boundaries. It's very, very funny. Okay. Will we do that?
Yeah.
Will you watch it?
I will watch it.
And the other thing I wanted to say to you is before you say anything to me, we have to play this.
Not everyone who likes cars is a petrolhead. Some of us prefer the unmotoring side of cars. Yet we all spend so much time in these machines that they have become an extension of our personalities and reflect quite a bit about who we are and where we are in our life stages. On Auto Central, we understand this.
Make sure you're up to speed with all things motoring by tuning into Auto Central every Monday morning at 9 a.m. just after the Gareth Cliff Show. Or download the podcast on autotrader.co.za. Auto Central, motoring's biggest power hour. Powered by Auto Trader.
The Gasper Radio Show.
I work 60 hours a week, spend 10 hours commuting, 12 hours catching up with the kids, 4 hours arguing with my ex-wife, and 8 hours keeping my new wife happy. But I spend only 20 minutes a week at the gym thanks to BodyTech, a high-intensity, time-efficient muscle strength and endurance workout supervised by qualified personal trainers. BodyTech uses advanced German electro-muscle stimulation technology, and there are over 20 studios nationwide. Book your discounted trial now at bodytech.co.za. That's Body, T-E-C. BodyTech. Welcome to a new fitness generation.
Okay, so we're back. Jared, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much. So you're asking about TV shows that I would recommend. Stranger Things. Have you heard of Stranger Things? Have you watched Stranger Things? Hands are in the air.
All right, cool.
So, Stranger Things.
Leave me alone.
Okay. No, I was going to tell you about Stranger Things.
Yes, please.
Stranger Things is a Netflix series. Winona Ryder starring as a mother whose son is kidnapped, and that doesn't sound like a very exciting TV show at all. It's a supernatural series. There's mystery and conspiracy and weird stuff. So if you don't like things that are a little out of this world, literally in this case, it won't be for you. It is one of the most buzzworthy TV shows of the year. And there's 8 episodes of that on Netflix. They're making a second season of it now, which will be 9 episodes for next year. People are going crazy for Stranger Things.
We have discussed the program on that show on this program before. But just to recap, it's also a reminder of the 80s.
Yes.
You see things like E.T. and Alien and all that somewhere in the set
music.
Or the look or the music. It's totally 80s with this 80s kind of a story about alien life or whatever, or government work, secret works to make people more clever or whatever. That is amazing. You can't stop watching. I must say something, Jared, and maybe you will not agree with me.
Okay.
But I couldn't stand Winona Ryder. She was overacting, but maybe it was that kind of character?
Maybe. Yeah, I know what you're saying. There were parts where I thought, okay, the acting is not on point. There are kids on the show who are out-acting her.
Yes.
But there were also parts where I thought, gee, I didn't realize Winona Ryder could act because I don't think of her as a great actress.
No.
I've never thought of her as a great actress, even though I'm a huge Beetlejuice fan. Mm. So it was maybe a bit of a hit-and-miss performance for me.
Okay.
Luckily, she's not like the main character.
No.
So
if
she bothers you, it's fine. You can gloss over it.
I mean, that girl is fantastic and fascinating.
11.
Amazing.
The kid with the shaved head. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I also am loving a show called Brain Dead. Has anyone heard of Brain Dead?
No.
You've never heard of Brain Dead? Ah, okay. Have you heard of The Good Wife?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, so it's created by the same people who made The Good Wife, and you know The Good Wife is a really good show. So the pedigree, excellent.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of politics that happen in The Good Wife. So the creators of the show, the creators of the show have taken, obviously they are hugely interested in American politics, and you can't avoid American politics at the moment, wherever you are in the world. And they've made a political satire about the current state of American politics in Washington.
Ah.
Now, here's the twist. The twist is, and this show is airing on Mnet Edge at the moment, and there's info on it in the TV Plus mag, is that aliens have landed from space, and they have infiltrated the brains of politicians in America.
Ah.
So it's Invasion of the Body Snatchers, basically.
Ah.
And they're trying to take over the world using American politicians. Which kind of explains some of the weird stuff that's going on in politics, and that's their point. Like, Donald Trump could be an alien. They don't outright say that,
yeah,
but that's kind of what they're getting at.
I like that.
It's not a comedy, but there are some hysterically funny moments. People's heads explode. That occasionally can be kind of interesting.
Now that you explained it, I remember I saw that, and I didn't have time to go and investigate. Who's the channel that produces it? NBC?
Actually, I'm not 100% sure off the top of my head.
It's one of the bigger studios.
It is one of the bigger studios. We don't yet know the finale of season one of Brain Dead has now aired in America. So all 13 episodes have aired. I have seen how it ends. It's very cool.
Tell us.
Nice cliffhanger. And we don't yet know if it's going to have a second season. The guy who played Monk, Tony Shalhoub, is one of the characters in it, and he's fantastic.
Yeah, he's
cool. He plays one of the body-snatched senators, which is not a spoiler alert because you'll find that out right at the beginning.
Okay.
But I don't think it's going to get a second season. The ratings were terrible. So even if you watch just for 13 episodes of light, fun entertainment, something you've never seen before.
It's refined taste.
Yeah, Brain Dead is for you. And I think that's why it's not caught on. I think maybe for the Americans, it's a little bit too much like, okay, this is happening in real life for us, maybe.
But you know, there is a theory out there that this is actually happening. And I know it sounds way cuckoo. When I heard it the first time, I thought, okay, now this is nuts. But apparently it is happening.
Aliens in politics.
Yep. Okay. They're trying to take over the world, apparently.
Now Shemaine is awake. With this fucking theory.
All right. You're into conspiracy theories, clearly.
Oh. That's kind of stuff that I am.
Then you'll like Stranger Things.
Oh, you love Stranger Things.
Okay.
What else?
I love The Great British Bake Off, and the reason why we have to mention The Great British Bake Off is because, I don't know if you know, but there's huge drama on The Great British Bake Off at the moment.
People are just leaving the show.
Left, right, and center.
Because...
contestants
Why?
Or
huge drama. So politics in the UK. So BBC had up until now for 7 seasons of The Great British Bake Off, they had been the broadcaster of the show. They lost the rights to broadcast The Great British Bake Off, which is one of their biggest draw card series.
It's Why like, are they so stupid to lose it?
So what happened was there was a contract with a production company. So they didn't own the show. There's a production company. I think Love Productions. The production company's name isn't relevant, but they own the show. They own the rights. They own everything. And the BBC were paying them all this money. Contract came to an end. And another channel kind of swooped in and went, well, hang on, we've got a better offer for you.
So they were like money sluts.
Hugely so, basically. That is what happened. So, it all boils down to money when it comes to TV. Even ratings is money, because advertisers won't pay to advertise on a show with lower ratings. There's less people watching it. So it's all about money.
So are the people resigning because they don't want to go to the other channel?
That we're not 100% sure of, but what happened with Great British Bake Off is it moves to Channel 4, and the two presenters of the show, who for me are the charm of the series, because all they do is they make these wonderful puns about cooking and baking and things that arise. I mean, food, especially baking, is full of sexual innuendo, and they do it so very well while still maintaining this... the personality or the facade of being these wholesome housewifey mum types. It's lovely. They've quit the show. They said... Dough won't rise, with a pun on money, dough being money. So
they were staying, they're staying with BBC, basically.
Well, no, they're not staying with the production, because the production would hire them.
Yeah, but isn't that loyalty towards BBC? Maybe. Because they are identified, both of them, with BBC very largely.
Yeah.
I mean,
Mel and Sue.
The one girl goes to the Eurovision as well for BBC every year and makes funny jokes.
It might be that.
Yeah.
Or they might even have gotten an offer from BBC that said, look, we can work along with what you
yeah,
have.
Yeah, if the two of you stay, maybe we'll do a rival show similar.
British Braai show.
Yeah, here we go.
But we have our own series in the works because you worked with the one actress that we know so well.
Oh, Anne. I went to...
She's the funny one for South Africa.
Yeah, I went to cut her hair the other day on set of the South African Bake Off, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was impressed by the set. They are strict. It looks exactly like British Bake Off.
The big tent.
Big tent, everything. Amazing. Inside, I was really impressed by the set.
It's starting in October, and obviously I'm going to punt. We have an article on all the contestants in TV Plus coming
up.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know TV Plus still existed.
What? I brought you four magazines.
I'm just joking.
So offended.
Okay. Now, Survivor. One of my favorite programs ever. I love that.
Yeah.
Whoa, wait a minute. What's this? Oh, this is nice, Jared. Oh, it's the wrong sting.
What is that, though?
I don't know.
Okay. Because if that's the TV sounds theme like tune, it sounds like something from the 80s.
Yeah, like Kipo.
That'd be ugly. Here we go.
There we go.
Such
an iconic theme tune for a TV show. Survivor's interesting at the moment because I'm sure you guys heard about SABC's 90% local quota content.
Yeah.
That was a huge shake-up across mostly SABC 3, to a lesser degree SABC 1 and 2. So they instituted content quotas not too long ago where they said, okay, so we're going to have mostly local content, up to 90%. SABC 3 being the channel that hosts most of the international stuff, things went a little haywire. So Days of Our Lives was dropped completely. People went ballistic with unhappiness, and I do need to mention Days of Our Lives after this. And they dropped Survivor, which is one of the draw card shows for SABC 3. The complaints, however, were so many that they are bringing Survivor back to SABC 3, which is great news.
Yes.
It follows on from the season that we saw last, because we're behind in South Africa.
We are.
So in America, I think they're on about season 33. We saw season 27, so they're coming back with season 28 of Survivor in October, from I think it's Monday the 3rd of October, which is very, very nice.
Have you got any news about Amazing Race?
So I did ask, what is the story? Because SABC alternates. They'll do a season of Survivor followed by a season of The Amazing Race,
oh,
and then they'll flip it like that. They said it's a little too early to confirm for 100% Amazing Race, but it will probably happen.
Okay, well, otherwise then M-Slate will snatch it up, or ETV, I'm sure, if they pass on it, because those are very popular programs. I'm very glad Survivor...
I could see Mnet picking it up. I don't know about ETV.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying things.
Should we talk about Days of Our Lives?
Let's do. Let me press a button.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm better with that.
Okay. There we go. I think everyone grew up to this.
Yeah.
Yep.
And everyone watched it at some stage.
Yeah, and you probably watched, if you can remember anything from Days of Our Lives, you'll be like, Marlena was possessed by the devil. I think everybody remembers that. It was the campest thing ever on a soap opera, and we've seen some weird stuff. Days of Our Lives. So SABC dropped Days of Our Lives completely, and people, like I said, went crazy. They complained and they complained and they complained. So SABC said, all right, fine, we'll bring it back at 11:30 p.m. So they're all complaining. We get letters in the post from people saying this is not cool, basically, with some more colorful language involved.
So what
is interesting for me is they do hear you. So there's complaints, they hear you. Survivor, everybody unhappy, so they bring Survivor back. Days of Our Lives, possibly more complaints about Days of Our Lives than there were about Survivor.
Yes,
possibly. So SABC's response was to move it by half an hour till midnight.
No, is that the response?
That has been the response. So from the middle roundabout of October, they're moving it to midnight. And
And is that like a spiteful gesture?
I have no idea, because they don't communicate. They don't. So all they did was they send out new schedules for October to the press, and there's no announcement saying, yeah, oh, by the way, Survivor is coming back, or Days of Our Lives, we're moving it. It's just there. You must go and read the schedule, and you must go and analyze it and pick things apart and look carefully. If you're not looking for it, you wouldn't have seen it.
But I can hear the meeting. We've got complaints about 11:30 Days of Our Lives. People don't want it, but please, they complain. Okay, well, let's put it in fucking midnight for them. You know.
In a way, it makes absolutely no difference at all, because if you are going to watch it at 11:30, you're probably recording it, actually. You might as well just record it. And there's no repeat. So that's it. That's your one chance to watch one of the oldest TV series in the world.
Yeah.
Did you know that Days of Our Lives is 50 years old?
It's... Wow. I can marry Days of Our Lives. I'm 52.
Here we go.
My goodness. Oh, no, I'm not going to ask you. You can't ask a lady, eh? How old are you, Becky?
Me? I'm 36.
30? Really?
Yeah.
You look 32.
Thank you.
And you are 29.
Thank you.
What are you?
How old are you?
No, I'm going to stick with that. That's okay. Great. Thanks. Well, I'll take the 29. Meryl Streep, moving completely on from Days of Our Lives, is going to make a TV series.
Yay!
I think that's one of the most... everybody's very excited about this. It's a show called The Knicks, and it's a family that is torn apart. So she plays the mom, and she's also executive producing the show. She plays the mom who... There's something that happens, and she becomes quite a high-profile personality, sort of a 15 minutes of fame thing. The son, who she has a very bad relationship with, then writes a tell-all book about her and the family, but it's not a good tell-all book. It paints her in a very unflattering light. So that's the series. What's interesting about this is Meryl Streep is coming back to TV. No one has actually hired her yet. So a producer has said, all right, cool, we'll make the show. No one's bought the show. There's no TV channel that's actually said, right, we're going to snag this thing, because Meryl Streep making a TV series is probably one of the biggest deals ever.
Out there. Still out there.
Yeah, it's in the early stages of development. This series could be 22 episodes. It could be 8 episodes. We don't know that information yet. And that'll probably depend on the offer that a TV channel could be Netflix, could be an NBC, ABC, CBS. If I were them, I would be fighting with every dollar in my bank account to get Meryl Streep's TV show on my channel.
We love Meryl.
Everybody will want to watch that show, even if it's not a great show. It's based on a book.
It's Meryl, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
We got a lot of questions for us and for you specifically.
Okay.
Cindy says, I'm glued to the latest seasons of Zoo.
Yes.
Last Ship.
Yes.
Ray Donovan.
Oh, wow. Okay,
and The Strain.
Cindy, you have excellent taste in TV, if I do say so myself.
And again, and of course, the new American Horror Story, she says.
I don't agree with Zoo. No. That's terrible.
It's cheesy, right?
It's, like, no, it's not cheesy. It's terrible. The CGI and... No, it's...
A little low budget.
Little.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. And it's a mainstream network that makes that show.
It's,
and did you know, I think it's a CBS series.
Oh, really? So it's not like Warner Brothers or something that...
It's not a Mickey Mouse series, and it's just been renewed for a third season.
Okay, well, then you see Cindy's love for it.
What made me stop watching completely is when the lion charged the guy, but aggressively, like he's going to pounce him and eat him.
Yeah.
And then, but you only see the lion, and then when... He is in the shot with the lion. The lion is so tame. It's like, what the hell?
Mark says, I love Braindead, and I watch it every Monday.
Awesome.
And Adrian, that's our friend, hey, from...
Yes, P.E.
He's double-clicked his fucking knob, because we got two of the same messages. Hello, Adrian. Weet jy wat? Ek gaan Adrian, sê, versprei die fucking woord. Ek kom... PE2 19 November, dit is nou finalized. Okay. Sê vir almal asseblief ek wil julle daar sien. Hy sê môre julle pragtige mense. Ek probeer net soos hy praat. Hoe praat hy?
Maar funny enough, so ek het gelees het ook, toe lees ek het in sy stem.
Stem, ja. Kyk saam met my of ek reg lees, want ek kan nie lekker lees nie, maar ek is nou die een naaste aan die skerm. Jalla, julle pragtige mense. That's not beautiful. We feel beautiful. My heren, ek is so blij om te hoor. Shemaine is terug vir 'n kuiertjie.
Hallo, Adrian.
Ek geniet haar stem. Dit is mooi, ja. Dit is soos chocolate. En sy is altyd so, wat? Baie, wat? Baie wat is sy?
Ek geniet haar stem altyd so baie, oh my word.
Oh my god. Ek kan nie lees nie. Ek is te moer in. Nee, ek is moer excited om te hoor. Sandra Prinsloo is op die show. Sy bly daarom, maar een sexy vrou. Ja, so Adrian, as sy op is, dan skryf jy weer iets. Vra vir haar vraag, of sê vir haar wat jy nou gesê het, dat ons dit weer hardop kan lees, ok? Kasper, ek is een fokken opgewonde oor jou moendelike show. Ek het nou weer al sê, is 19 november. Asseblief, abs. Dit is seker asseblief wat jy te vinnig geskryf.
Moet ek vir jou lees, ek kan van hier af sien.
Ek asseblief.
Wow, nee, dan is jou oorvolk.
Hy sê asseblief, asseblief, kom.
Nee, hy sê asseblief abs.
Maar dit is wat hy bedoel.
Ja, maar ek
sê. Ek kan lees wat hy bedoel.
Ok.
So goed kan ek sien.
Ok.
Love julle baie, en groete vir my Dolla Betty. Over and out.
Mark asks, have any of you watched 8 out of 10 Cats? Yeah, that's, I have, I love it, that's with Jimmy Carr. Jimmy Carr, oh my god, my voice, I shouldn't have done that.
Do you guys like British series?
Yeah. I do.
Has anybody watched Victoria on ITV?
Yes, I started watching. Yes.
That is a stupendous series, especially if you like period dramas. It's about the Queen.
People who did Winchester Cathedral, no, Downton Abbey, that's it.
Is it them?
It's them again.
Oh, fantastic.
And it's got that sumptuous feel to it. So it's somebody described it. ITV had a press day recently, and I got to interview Martin Clunes, if anyone's interested in Ooh. Doc Martin and Men Behaving Badly.
Uh-huh.
I was very excited. Anyway.
Yeah, did you see him eye to eye?
Interviewed him face to face. What do you mean?
Did you go? Was he here?
He was here. Yeah, they brought him out for a day and a half.
My goodness.
If you had been walking around Melrose Arch with your proper stalking shoes, you would have found him.
You would have thought, this guy looks
like... I should have told you, hey.
Well, I'm not that a big a fan.
Oh,
if it was...
Judi Dench.
Judi Dench, yeah. Or the guy who was the partner of Stephen Fry and who did Dr. House. Who's he again?
Laurie.
Hugh Laurie, if it was him, maybe I would have stopped.
I saw him once, eh? But yeah. It was in London and at King's Cross, the station.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh my god! And then I stared, but he knew that, you know, I was staring, and then he just marched on. It's like he was just totally not interested in
That's
anyone because
cool.
I'm sure that he gets it a lot.
Because the Brits don't stare.
It's
the foreigners in town that'll
yeah,
stay.
Yeah, but you shut off then, I suppose. So.
Mm. Otherwise, you know.
Otherwise, you're aware all the time. Oh, hello.
And then it's awkward, surely. Like, what do you do? Or you can't stand there in the middle of a train station
and
wave.
Smile.
It would be very weird.
Well, I was so gobsmacked, I wouldn't even have done anything.
And if you go up to them and say, can I please take a selfie with you or something, they probably are going to say yes because they don't want to be mean. But like if the guy's running
really
to catch his train,
yeah.
You know, it's got to be a little weird.
I just thought it's interesting, such a big star
amongst the people.
No one inside, alone.
No bodyguards.
No bodyguards. And if it was an American, it would have been an entourage.
Yeah.
Or
if he was in America as well. Maybe in America he goes private transport, but in England he's like one of the people.
Yeah.
Well, Stephen Fry is probably in America because he's going to be in a new American sitcom. Can I add something to your list of shows that you're going to need to watch? Emmett
you
has bought...
three more minutes, then we must stop.
Go fast. Emmett has bought the rights to this show, and I now have forgotten the name of the show, but it's about millennials working at the Great Indoors. That's the name of the show. Joel McHale, who was on The Soup.
And
the lead of this. And Community, who's a very funny guy. So he plays this kind of Bear Grylls outdoorsy type who has to... he's associated with a magazine.
It's a nice body as well and attractive.
Okay. And he is brought back into the magazine offices to help run the magazine. Stephen Fry is his publisher or boss. And then it's all these young millennials.
Fantastic.
So it's a millennial sitcom. Stephen Fry in a millennial American sitcom.
Trust Stephen Fry to do that.
Well, I mean, he left QI for that.
He's like you. Very
basically.
Very
so that's
clever.
An interesting career move.
Oh, thank you, Shanae. Yeah. Say that again. You talked more voices. Just you now. Say that.
I said Stephen.
I'm what?
Stephen Fry, yes? Is like you, very clever.
Oh, and oh really?
Yes.
Oh, that's very, so nice. Very. Also, very modest. That's so nice. I'll remember
but
that.
He is very clever. I mean, he's just brilliant.
He's very clever. He's very, very clever. I admire him. Oh, that's why he left QI.
I think so.
And that lesbian Dane is not presented now. Hey, what's her name?
Oh, goodness. She's got a strange name. I've forgotten. Yeah, Sandy Toksvig.
You're right. Yes. Sandy Toksvig. Yeah. She's very clever, too.
She's great.
Woo,
I prefer Stephen Fry on QI, just I think because of all the seasons of him having of hosted course. It. I think it's just a getting used to scenario.
He was like the headmaster always.
Yeah. But there's nothing wrong with Sandy. She's great.
She's very clever.
Yeah. So that you woman. Can replace people and it will work. Good luck to the Great British Bake Off, because you can't have a new season without Mel and Sue.
No.
That's my feeling. It will flop, to use a baking metaphor.
That's nice.
Had to. They would appreciate that.
How many minutes more did you have? Because we've got to get you back then.
Game of Thrones. That's all I want to say. Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, they're on the cusp, am I right?
Of
a record Emmy thing?
Oh, yeah, could be.
The most Emmys ever awarded to a fictional...
You know, and can I just say, I love Game of Thrones, and please don't hate me, but I think they don't deserve all of the awards.
Fuck off, Jared.
I'm feeling the love. It's brilliant. I love it. I think it's overhyped. That's all I want to say.
Why?
Think people... Because it's not... They bring... Okay, Jon Snow. They kill Jon Snow, and then they bring him back.
Yo,
and there's no...
We wanted that.
We wanted that, but we wanted more storyline. He was hardly in any of the scripts. He barely had anything to say, and he's got... There's no after effect of the fact that he was dead, and suddenly he's alive again. Like, they don't get into...
You're right.
...into the character development enough
but
for
Jared,
me.
But Jared, did you hear the people sing when he opened his eyes again? We were so happy. All went, yay! Jon Snow is back!
Yes, but I mean, it was so obvious. Didn't you think? I was expecting a bigger shocker. I was expecting him to come back and he have a different personality.
Maybe in the
like
next
he's
series.
Evil.
I thought he's going to come back as a White Walker.
Yeah. It was too, eh. So what? So he's back and he's the same. And he's still the same grumpy dude that doesn't smile. I wanted more for a TV show that is based all of their talkability on shocking moments. There was not enough shock.
Okay. I'll give you that, but I won't.
Thank you.
I won't accept it in my mind. I just love it.
I love it. I'm a huge fan. I watched every episode, read books, all of that. Yeah. So I'm not taking away from the love.
Yeah.
I'm just saying overhype the show. We give the show too much power.
So that's why you're here about Game of Thrones. You're not here to praise it, but to bury it?
No, I'm here to remind you that just because everyone talks about a TV show and says you should watch it, don't be a blind sheep. There are better TV shows out there.
Up top, baby,
up top. You bitches.
No, there are.
Game of Thrones.
It's not the be-all and the end-all. There is no such TV show.
And you're going to come back.
Of course you can.
Thank you.
No, it's nice because we have to debate these things. But Game of Thrones is like Shakespeare with tits, and it's lovely.
Okay, I'm gonna. I can't argue that.
The fact that you think tits are lovely is amazing.
Jared, thank you so much. You can
thank you very
carry
much, guys.
On for an hour, so I'll get you back.
I would
want
love that.
Want you back? Want you back for good. The name of good.
Anytime.
And I love how you speak.
Thank you.
That's nice. Do you like how I speak?
I love you, period.
Thank you. Thank you,
Shemaine. You don't
making
know about
me blush.
This. Jared, you must write in TV. Oh, no, yeah, it's radio. Right? But you must somewhere plug Corns' Story, which is our soap. It is magnificent.
Have you got info?
Well, I'm going to play it now.
It's okay.
It's Pushing Borders.
Whose soap?
Our soap.
Oh, okay.
And it's called Consistory, which is in English the consistory. What? What's that thing of the church?
I don't know. I'm Jewish.
The fucking synagogue kind of a place.
Okay.
Without the candle.
Uh-huh.
And so it's like Afrikaans Domini. They stay in a consistory and in a pastory.
Conservatory.
No.
No.
A conservatory.
My Afrikaans isn't that good.
No, but I don't know about consistory as except for Afrikaans. But you see, the Dominee is Dominee Korn. So it is Korn Sisturi. Yeah, and no. You know, it's clever.
It's very clever. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Must I write it down?
No, it's good. I've got it.
So we are, I want to say thank you, Hannes Brummer. We met yesterday, and when we start improvising, I mean, it is amazing. The things that came out yesterday, I had to cut wonderful lines because it was going on for too long. So thank you, Hannes, for the inspiration. We went in, we didn't know what the flip we're going to do, and this came out the other side. They've changed their name.
What, to iFox?
No, WeFix. They are now WeFix with the same excellent service for any phone or tablet.
Fantastic! I just want to break something now.
Hallo daar. Skies, is jy 'n seun van die nag?
Ja, oom.
Hoorie, wat jou prijslys?
Ach man, ek voel goed vanavond, oom. En my hol is rein. Ach, 3,50?
Vir wat is dit? Vir a full service?
Ja, 3,50 is dan vir a suig en a pomp.
Nee, maar dit klink reg. Klim in.
Dankie.
Nou, jy moet vir my beloof dat jy diskreet is. Jy weet, ek is a getroude man.
Ja nee, ek ken al die soorte, oom. Ek is deur hulle almal, moenie worry nie. Ek is gesout.
Okay, so jy gaan dit nou nie op Facebook of iets soos dit sit nie.
Moenie lawees nie, oom, natuurlik nie. Wat doen oom?
Wel, ek is 'n rekenmeester bedags.
Ah. Is dit 'n accountant?
Ja, dit is maar 'n vervelige lewe en my vrou het vet geword na die eerste kind, so. Jy moet haar sien nou na 3.
Ai. Ja, nee. Ag, oom kan met my calculate net oom wil, op en af.
Ja, nou, dis die ding, man moet bietjie ontsnap en toe ontdek ek hou van seentjies. En
so ek is nie 'n seentjie nie, maar ek praat soos een en ek tree soos een op.
Nee, maar dis reg, so lank jy kan naai.
Okay, wel, dit kos ekstra vir 'n hotel, so ek veronderstel ons kan dit sommer in die kar doen, ergens onder 'n boom.
Ja, maar ek gaan met jou eerlik wees, dis maar ek het nog nie baie gedoen nie, so ek raak maar bietjie nervous. Het jy nie ietsie wat die edge so bietjie kan afvat nie?
Oom, vat die spoeg uit my mond uit, natuurlik. Ek wil nou net sê, ek het allerhande goed wat dit nogal fun maak. As poppers, as oom wil popper, dit is jy gaan so op 'n rash.
Dit klink asof dit 'n goeie begin kan wees, maar ja. Het jy enige harde verdowingsmiddels?
Wel, ja, dit hang net af of oom geld het.
Wel, ek sê mos, ek is 'n rekenmeester, ek rol in die geld, maar het jy dalk 'n ou daggaitjie, of 'n mushroompie, of 'n MDMA, of crack cocaine, of ek wil dalk die draakie jaag, jy weet, het jy heroin en njope?
Oom, ek het alles. So sê maar net, kyk hierdie rooies, dit is die verpakte poppie in 'n pil, en dit is R400, maar hulle is woema, hoor, en ek sal hom sê net vir oom kom, drink hom, dan het ek goeie dag, ha, hierdie is Jamaican Blue, dit is soos Johnny Walker Black.
Nee, maar reg, kom ons vat 'n trekkie van hom so lank.
Ek steek aan.
Oh, wow.
Is vinnig, hè?
Ja, nee, ek voel hom, is lekker. het jy dalk ietsie wat mens binnen aars kan inspuit?
Okay, dit is R900, maar ek het die inspuiting, en ja, ons noem hom You Are My Heroine, die You Are My Heroine verpakking. Hy kom direct uit Afghanistan. Spuit hom in. Pas op.
Wow. So, ek voel so rustig my hol lang oop.
Dis wat ons wil hee.
Oh, gee sommer vir my 'n pilletjie ook daar.
Hierdie is kokain verpak met chokoladiekie.
Dit maak nou sommer 'n maandag paasfees.
Ek wou net sê, oom se oë gaan so groot wees soos 'n paashaas.
Ek sien hier so jy het 'n pakkie laat val. Wat se wit poeiertjies is hierdie?
Snoor dit en kyk.
Jo, woe, jee, woe, woe.
Ek weet nie wat se poeier dit was nie, oom, dit was in die kar. Is oom reg om te naai?
Ek is reg.
Kyk daar, oom, kyk daar draak.
Ja, dit is 'n twee kop draak met een oog.
En sien oom die vlee wat 'n geel gebreide kous aan het.
Ja, chitty chitty gang bang.
God, pas op net vir die ander karre. Miskien moet oom park.
Dis dalk 'n goeie idee. Kom ons park sommer in hierdie meer.
Dis is hier rooi pil.
Dankie. Ek kry so 'n tingling sensation hierso net neffens my bal. Man, is dit nie vir jou amazing hoe alles in mekaar skakel en ons almal van een aard sel af 'n oorsprong vind en dit ons so geneties ontwikkel het en so dat ons almal eintlik maar deel is van dieselfde kosmos. Wow. Oh, ek dink ek is nou amper by fyn draai.
Kan ek vir oom net oop voor oom fyn draai?
Ja.
R3,500.
Ek het gelukkig harde kontant.
Kom binne.
Goeiemiddag, meneer.
Goeiedag. Ek is van die organisasie bekend as Jubel vir Jesus.
Jubel vir Jesus? Oh, JVJ.
JVJ, inderdaad. Ons is huidiglik besig om deur tot deur te gaan, van konsistorie tot konsistorie, as het ware, met verskeie aanbiedinge op wonderlike toebehore vir jou gemeente.
Ah, jammer dominee kon is nie hier nie, maar laat ek kyk.
Wel, daar is natuurlik 'n verskeidenheid toebehore wat jy kan benut in jou kerk. Daar is van gluten-free nagmaalbroodjies, gaan ons deur na baie goeie nagmaalwyne, tot die nuutste ontwikkelinge in doopfonte.
Wat het jy in die katalogus hierso? Wat goeie nagmaalwyn is? Rooi, asseblief.
Dit is 'n moderne era, so ons vind dat nagmaalverbruikers verkies ietsie met 'n bietjie meer woema as die tradisionele soetwyn, maar ons het nou 'n organiese laat oeswyn wat baie gewild is veral onder die charismatiese kerke. Dan het ons nou ook 'n nuwe rooi wyn wat met tequila infuse is, wat seker maak dat die tweede diens baie beter is as die eerste een.
Daai ene moet jy merk.
Dan verder, nagmaal is nou maar eenmaal 'n viering. Ons het die glutenvrye broodjies, maar aanvullend daartoe het ons ook nou 'n rog opsie.
Ah, die rog opsie, want dit het 'n tannie gevra. Sy sê, "Het julle 'n rog opsie?" En ek weet toe nie wat sy bedoel nie. Ek dog sy soek hoestroop of iets, maar 'n rog opsie is dis die brood. Ja, asseblief, ons moet daarvan ook bestel.
Ja, en dit kom natuurlik alles van die hand van God bakkery af.
Waar verstaan dit?
Dis net die naam van die bakkery.
Asseblief van die glutens, die rog, daai lekker charismatiese tequila wyne en weet jy, ek sien hierso is absoluut beautiful doopfonte. En party is nogal modern ook. Wie is die kunstenaar?
Hier is die eksklusiewe Ray McCauley versameling doopfonte. En jy sal sien dis groter, want dit word normaalweg vir groot doop gebruik. Natuurlik, ek glo, mens kan nooit genoeg doopfonte hê nie. As jy so 10 kleintjies in 'n oggend kan inwerk, hoekom dan nou nie?
Ja, dit lyk meer eintlik soos 'n skaapdip, maar dis baie slim.
Ja, dit is die Marie Jansson versameling. Baie gewild, dit is peter wat saamgesmelt is met 'n staal alooi.
En die water, is dit, is daar opsies? Want ek sien julle het hier water uit Rome, maar ons is nie katoliek hier nie,
maar daar is water uit Israel. Ek dink daar die mense hier sal daarvan.
Ja, die Israeliese water is baie gewild. Dit is inderdaad baie heilige water. Dit word gebottel in die dooie see. Jy kan dit ook gebruik vir die doop en dan dobber die kindjie soms so bo op die water.
Ag, dis oulik, ek kan dit soms sien. Hoeveel kost die Jerusalem water?
Die Jerusalem water verkoop ons slegs in botteltjies van 250 milliliter. Natuurlik jou gemiddelde doopvond vat omtrent 3 liter. So dit is per 250 milliliter is dit R4,538.42.
Hottentots God. Goed, gee my 4. Oh, by the way, my naam is Benny en jy?
Ek is Kevin.
Ha, Kevin. Elizabeth.
Hallo, lange Hans.
Ach, my dear, my liewe skat. Ek kan nie glo ons wag nog altyd op 'n dokter nie.
Ek kan byna nie meer. Ek lê al so, ek het rowe onder my bilke.
Meneer, is die dokter?
Is hy? Goeiedag daar, Langerhans, Elizabeth, goed om julle weer te sien.
Heerlik jou te sien, dokter.
Ja, my magte, waar was jy al die tyd?
Ach, volgens die hoofdokumente mag ek hier erg daar praat nie, maar kom ons sê net ek het die mal in mal practice gesit.
blij jou te sien, ons het soveel verskillende weer dokters gehad. En nou, tussen tyd het progress geplaasvind in my maag.
En ja, dit is die wonder van die lewensiklus. Wat gewoonlik gebeur as 'n vrou swanger is, groei die babietjie binne in haar pens en dan word hy al hoe groter en daarom word haar maagie ook groter.
My maagtag.
Jy mens leer elke dag iets, hè?
Is die mediese wetenskap nie net 'n wonderlike ding nie. Ek is baie bly om te sien dat julle volhard met hierdie swangerskap en bly om te sien dit gaan so goed.
Dankie dokter, maar ek kan 'n bietjie nader ondersoek doen.
Ja, dokter, want die babakie, hy skop.
Ja, ek kan nie mooi onthou wat ek laas vir julle gesê het nie, want ek het op daai stadium baie gedrink. Laat ek gou 'n bietjie kyk wat gaan hier aan. Kyk, as ek nou van naderby aanskou, kan ek sien, Elizabeth, jy vaar baie goed. Hiersoos, hy skop so bietjie.
Anna. It's like a blackboard.
Dit is nie net 'n gewone skopie nie. Dan trek 'n lyntjie. En nog 'n lyntjie.
Okay, Elizabeth.
Langerhand, ek voel nie snaaks nie. Jy moet ontslaan raak van hierdie kind. Trek 'n breinhal daarna af iets. Ja, Elizabeth, alles gaan okay wees.
Anna.
Maar hy skryf van binne af. Dis 'n letter, dis 'n K. En
'n K.
En daar's nog 'n... Dis 'n A.
Oh my God,
Hy skryf kakkert.
Kakkert.
Jou kakkert.
Kakkert.
Wat beteken dit?
Wie my pa het altyd dit van my gesê. As ek iets gedoen het wat nie reg was nie, het hy gesê, jou kakkert.
Wel, die appel val duidelik nie ver van die boom af nie.
It's a sign, Langerhans. We must name him Kakkert Langerhans.
Oh, kakkert. Papa gaan so trots wees.
Wanneer gaan hy beval?
Wel, as ek kyk na haar grootte en die hoeveelheid weke wat hierdie papiertjie vir my sê. Gaan dit nou enige oomblik wees.
Dokter, kyk. Die poorte. Hoe hier haar poorte.
Ja, die poorte gaan op. Ons gaan nou dadelik 'n noodbevalling moet doen.
Hou uit, bly. Oh my goodness. Oh, lange hands. This is pain.
Oh.
It's time now to welcome our extra,
extra,
special,
special
guest, extra, 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 extra special. Her name, as we know already, is Sandra Prinsloo, because I told you she's coming. But it's a special day because yesterday she had her 39th birthday. So I just want to say
happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Yay! Dit was mooi.
Welkom, Sandra.
Dankie, Kasper. Ek moet sê, dit het nie gister so geklink toe allemaal van my oor die foon sing.
Ja, hierdie is die tipe van 'n a cappella koor wat
dis
een van die competitie ingeskryf.
Prachtig.
Maar is beautiful.
Ja, ja.
Ek het vir jou gesoek, een symfonie orkest, maar ek kon nie lekker een kry wat het speel nie. Maar hierdie a cappella was my toe nou mooi.
Nee, die a cappella doen het vir my. Hmm. Baie dankie.
Nou, baie welkom by ons show uiteindelik.
Dankie, ja, is lekker om hier te wees, Cathy, ek het jou lang klas gesien.
Ja, en ek sê vir jou baie dankie ook, want elke keer as jy 'n chat show het, dan vra jy my, ek weet nie hoekom nie, want ek het al gekyk, seker van die reekse, dan is ek so vet as 'n fucking Michelin mannetjie, dan sit ek nou maar daar op die stoel, kyk, is ek bietjie beter, maar jy always come back to me, I don't know why, is ek, wat is ek vir jou snaak?
So. Jy is vir my baie oulik,
oh, okay.
Ja, dit is dit, jy weet.
Dit is vandag so'n goeie dag vir my, Bernard,
ja.
My ego word gestreel.
Lyk so, ja.
Dit is een van die cute dog.
Ach, dit is goed om jou hier te heen, en ek wil in die begin hiermee, want dit is die soundtrack.
Ja.
Van Oscar en die Pink Tannie, wat op die oomblik is by die Monte Cassino Theater, Box Theater, en dit is Bram de Toei, wat die komponis is. Dis beautiful music.
Ja, is hy nie briljant nie? Yes, hy is absoluut briljant. Ja,
mees
ja.
Slerend, maar daar sit 'n extra laagie atmosfeer in sy, in hierdie soundtrack, maar ek hoor, hy doen baie soundtracks.
Hy doen baie vir theater, maar hy doen ook, hy het ook 'n opera gedoen laas jaar, hy opera geskryf.
Ah, I'm not
hy het die muziek gedoen. Maar, en wat so interessant was van hierdie muziek, is dat het muziek wat hy vir Lara Baye, wat die regisseur was, gecomponeerd het, eintlik vir 'n ander project.
Oh.
En toe sê dit nie gebruik nie, ek weet nie, iewers het dit toe nie helemaal gepas nie, maar toe ons dit hoor,
yes.
Toe sê ons dis Oscar se muziek.
Ja.
So dit is net, ja,
wel, ons wonderlijk. Daar gaan nou ietsie kom, dat het so is.
Ja.
Weet jy hoe, dit was, om nou te kyk na jou show, die klanke was een halve geruststellende klank.
Ja,
vir
ja.
Vir my, ek het nee. Gehou, dit was een positieve klank.
Ja,
dit is major, nie minor nie.
Dis reg, ja, dis reg, absoluut, ja, so etherische happy klank.
Maar, ek ken Lara baie nie baie goed nie.
Ja.
Baie goed nie, maar, sy, dit is fantasties hoe hierdie produksie gedirect is.
Ja.
Want jy speel soveel karakters, en dan elke nou en dan is daar time-out, maar jy hou nie op nie, jy is, word dan een type van levendige artwork, want jy doen allerhande goed op hy bank, wat heeltemal nou neutraal is van die ander karakter.
Ja,
wat stil esoteries is, en dan gaan jy weer aan. So, was dit nou haar idee om dit te doen?
Ja, jy weet, ons het gesoek na hoe om dit te doen, want daar is so baie maniere wat mense stuk kan doen, en vooral een persoon stuk, jy weet, want die ach, dis eindeloos die keuses wat jy kan maak. En ek dink wat hoe fantasties was, ons het begin werk sommer in die middel van die stuk. Wat is dit so mens gewoonlik begin werk?
Nee.
Ons het sommer begin by toneel in die middel van die stuk, want dit is die toneel wat Lara gegrab het, jy weet.
Okay.
En toe begin ons daan werk en toe dog ons maar hoe maak ons nou die oorgange?
Ah.
Jy weet, tussen die, en daar het iemand ons kom help ook 'n bietjie wat 'n bewegingspersoon is wat fantasties
okay.
was.
Ja.
En Ja, en toe vind ons nou dit, en in die begin ons eerst gedink, ons gaan baie props hê, en ons gaan laaie hê, en ons gaan honderde props hê, en toe op die einde het ons niks.
Niks.
Ons besluit, ons gaan niks gebruik nie.
Dis net jy die selle kleren aan die hele tyd, daar's 'n bank, en that's it, op 'n tafel.
Ja, en daar's 'n briefie, dis al.
En die briefie.
Daar's net 'n briefie, wat die begin en aan die einde gebruik word, verder is daar niks nie. Ja.
Dis amazing. Daai beweging wat jy doen, het my laat dink aan either a barbecue in die maag nog, wat so in space amper is, so dis die ander een, space, en barbecue.
Yeah.
Ek het so daar die hele tyd aan gedoen, it's beautiful.
Gracieus gedoen.
Beautiful.
Ek het al gesit terug, ek na die selfde beweging gaan probeer doen, gaan ek like soos Godzilla doing the dying swan. maar dit is so starig en vloeiend en...
maar dit is waarom ek gesê, kyk hoe hard met sy werk, want ons sit daar en dit gee ons asemhaling, maar sy meanwhile kan nie bietjie afvat nie, nou moet sy eers hierdie oefeninge doen en dan, of bewegings doen en dan gaat sy weer aan, dit is absoluut amazing. Charmaine, jy het nog nie dit gesien Oscar in die pink tannie,
maar ek
Scott,
wil.
I think jy moet,
ek moet actually weer gaan kyk.
Okay. Sal ons
you must go, you must, when does it stop, when does it end?
25th, on the 25th, Sunday the 25th.
Okay.
There's
so many people I want to send and say, go see it, because you don't know what the hell you're missing, because I know there's that thing. Let's wait a minute. Die. That was
so mooi.
Oh, dit is 'n baie goeie produksie.
Ja, ek net weet wat om te verwag nie.
Ek het
die naam gesien en Koos het my genooi en ek sê Oscar in die pink tannie, dit klink oulik.
Ja, dit klink soos 'n comedy.
Ja, dit klink soos 'n comedy of 'n kiddie show.
Het dit my geruk in 'n ander, dit was beautiful.
Meeslerend en emosioneel uitmergelend.
Dit moet, is jy moeg na die show?
Ach, jy weet, mense is nooit onmiddellik moeg na sou nie, want mense het my baie adrenaline mos in jou hare. Maar ek moet sê, aan die einde, ja, in die begin toe ek daarin gewerk het, het my nogal baie moeg gemaakt, want ek en Lara het verskriklik gehuil en gelag in die repetitie. Sy is gelukkig een van die wonderlike regisseurs, wat daar doodlag vir alles, wat jy doen, so dan voel jy altyd aangemoedig om dit te doen. Maar ons het ook vreselik gechunk, so aan die einde van die stuk kom na chunk,
ja.
Dis juist die huil wat my so aangeraak het, so ek meen, jy doen Oma Rosa, en dan loop die trane fysies oor jou wange, en dan veer net die traan af, en dan doen jy Oscar se stemmetjie. En dan gaan jy terug na Oma Rosa, toe dan loop die trane weer.
Phenomenal.
En dis amazing.
Ja, ek doen dit al lang, maar ek moet sê, dit bly vir my lekker om te doen. Dit bly vir my wonderlike stuk om te doen, want ek dink dis 'n stuk wat, ach man, want al is het treurig, is het baie uplifting, jy weet, daar is wonderlike goed in, jy weet, en tot die mate, is het ook my levensfilosofie, is, weet, sien die realiteit soos jy dit wil sien, maak jou eie realiteit, maar anders skep jou eie realiteit, moet nie inkoop in ander mense se realiteit nie, en dis ook om, as mense so baie nuus kyk of so, dan koop jy eintlik in 'n ander realiteit in, wat nie noodwendig jou realiteit hoef te wees nie. Ja, en dis wat Oma Rosa vir Oscar leer is, man, daar is 'n ander realiteit, skep jou eie realiteit, en dit is so 'n wonderlike ding, want ons het die gawe om dit te doen.
Yes.
Ja, jy weet.
En wat aangrypend was vir my, ook in terme van Sander Prinsloo, is, okay, jy kom nou met die hele baggage van best actress in South Africa, well known, en dan as jy begin met die play, dan sien mens hoekom dit is, want jy is fenomenaal. Hierdie show is like a demo reel vir jou volgende lewe of something.
nee, ek so gaan goed. Terugkom as 'n sanger het ek besluit.
Is dit 'n sanger? Okay, well dan, dit was so fantasties. Jy bewys net jy is nommer 1.
Ach jene, dankie, ek sal hier in bloed, man.
Hier rechte. Dis waarom ek sê, gaan kyk dit, want die vrou is amazing, man. En die stuk bou ek vir jou, ek wil jou ook vra die aand na die show, toe dacht ek, nee, ek gaan wacht door die radio. Maar toe sien ek my antwoord al klaar, toe ek uitstap, toe sien ek vertaal die, so dit is 'n ander taal.
Ja, dis 'n Franse stuk. Ja. Erik Emmanuel Schmidt is sy naam. En hy het 'n klomp goed geskryf, weet, en Oscar sit hulle nou saam met die klein prinsie. Jy weet daai soort van genre.
Ja.
Dit kan vir kinders wees, maar dit is nie eintlik vir kinders, dit is eintlik vir groot mense. En op 'n stadium het hy die verkope van klein prinsie verbygesteek wat nou nogal fantasties is.
Met hierdie storie.
Met die dit is 'n novelle wat hy toe verwerk het in 'n een vrou vertoning. En toe Naomi die een vrou vertoning vertaal en toe later die novelle ook, Naomi Morgan van die Universiteit van die Vrystaat. Sy is hoof van die Franse departement daar. Ja, so hy het 'n hele lewe en hulle gebruik blykbaar die boekie ook as 'n handleiding in sekere hospitale in Frankryk as 'n handleiding vir ouers wie kinders het wat kanker het. Jy weet so dat dit, want dit is eintlik, ja, ek kan verstaan hoekom hulle dit doen.
En is daar dus ergens in Suid-Afrika in 'n boekwinkel 'n novelle Oscar en die Pintan.
Ja, absoluut.
Ek gaan dit soek.
Ja, dis pragtig, want dit is natuurlik langer as die stuk, maar ja. Jy weet, dit is baie mooi.
Jy sien, ek het geen kennis gehad nie, mens kan ook nie kennis van alles hê in die lewe nie.
Nee.
So I didn't know what was happening. Ek nie weet, is hierdie is 'n plaaslike stuk, wat gaan aan? Want jou vorige goed wat ek gesien het, voor die was plaaslike stukke wat ook fantasties was.
Ja.
Die naaimasjien.
Ja, wat plaaslik was. Ja, dis Rachel Greef. Ja,
het jy dit gesien?
Dit was 'n baie mooi stuk.
Sommige gaan weer vir my op, dis 'n ou tannie wat wag op haar seun of...
Wat nie, sy sit eintlik maar net en praat oor haar lewe. Jy weet, en dan dink jy, maar jy sê, dit kan hom nou vrek vervelig wees. Maar dan gaan sy in en dit gaan oor die familieverhoudings. Dit gaan oor haar seun wat sy verloor het deur vigs. Kom het uit op die einde. Maar die eintlike reis wat die vrou aflees, is hy's 'n bietjie van 'n rassist in die begin, jy weet, en dan besluit sy om haar naaimasjien wat nou haar grootste companion al die jare was, want jy weet vrouens as hulle huisvrouens was in daai jare, hulle naaimasjien was hulle 'n ding wat hulle onafhanklik gemaak het. Want jy kon vir jou kinders sorg, jy kon stukkie, jy kon goed maak vir mense. Maar op die einde het besluit sy om dit te gee aan 'n charity in 'n township.
Ek onthou nou.
En dan kom die swart vrou en sy groet haar op haar naam en ordentlik soos hy maak daai hele reis.
She's making good, ja. Oh yes, dit was ook fantasties. Maar ek moet sê, 'n hoogtepunt vir my was hierdie toneelstuk. Ek stem saam met Bernard, ek sal dit ook oor en oor kyk. Is regtig waar, so goed soos jy regtig jy moet gaan, Charmaine.
Ja, Charmaine, ek verwag jou daar, hoor.
Goed, Sondag.
Laat net vir my weet wanneer.
Ek gaan die Sondag kom, die 25ste.
Okay.
Die dag wanneer hy eindig.
3:00.
Ja.
Okay, die middag.
Dankie.
Kan ek 'n stupid vraag vra? Het jy vir Sandra geïnterview op Kwela?
Nee.
Weet jy, ek dink nie... Nee.
Nee, iemand anders het om.
Ek het nogal gedink... Is hoekom ek jou ook gevra het?
Jy was deel van 'n produksie. Ek weet nie of Alexa dit... die regie daarvan gedoen het nie, en ek dink dit was in die Kaap.
Dit is nou die twee acteurs wat praat, en sy bedoel Alexa Straggen, vir ons mindere mense, maar ga aan.
Maar ek kan nie die produksie se naam onthou nie.
Nee, ek ook nie.
Maar dit was in die Kaap. En dit was nie 'n persoonlike reis.
Ja. Ek kan nie onthou wat dit was nie, maar...
Ek sal love om jou te interview.
Maar ek sal love om deur jou geïnterview te word.
Oké, dan maak ons 'n plan.
Dis 'n boodskap wat vir jou aangekom het uit Port Elizabeth. Kan jy lees, Bernard?
Ek sal probeer, as jy kan pad gee.
Oké.
Sorry. Hi Sandra, met uitroeptekens en hoofletters. Wat 'n moerse surprise vanoggend om te hoor jy kom op die show. Ek voel so sleg om te vloek voor jou, maar nou ja. Ek wil net sê baie, baie geluk met jou verjaarsdag gister. Jy word net 6 jaar by die jaar.
Oeps, dis lekker.
Ek sien jou in 'n Mercedes SLK met die dakkie af en 'n lekker wind wat so deur jou hare waai. Geniet die show, ons luister lekker. Ek's 'n moerse fan. En dit is van Adrian af van PE.
Ach, dankie Adrian.
Maar jy lewe in style in die Kaap, is ek reg?
Ag, is my lekker hier, die Kaap het mense te lekker lewenstyl in die Kaap, is my heerlik daar, moet sê, ja.
Het jy honde en...
Ek het honde, ek het 2 labradors, wat my baie besig hou, ek is so mal soos my honde, soos wat jy vir jou nou.
Ja,
is die liefde van my lewe, hulle is net fantasties. So ek stap hulle elke oggend, en weet, is so lekker in die Kaap, want jy die berg, jy die see, jy het net oral jy weet, by 5 minute en jy is in die natuur en dit is lekker.
Dit is nou maar net 'n feit soos 'n koei dat die Kaap die beste plek is. Ek, as ek daar sou kon bly sou, ek want my honde ook, hulle love die see.
Ja, né?
Hulle love dit met so passie. En ek love dit om te sien hoe hulle dit love.
Ja.
Dan voel ek ook sommer beter. So, so hoe lang bly jy nou in die Kaap al?
Seker al meer as 10 jaar nou wat ek in die Kaap bly. Ja,
dis baie lang.
Tyd vlieg, ja.
Ja. Dankie Adrian vir jou mooi boodskapie.
Ja.
Het jy nog 'n vraag nou dat jy wil Sandra interview, Shamaine? Of gaan jy jouself snoep en eksklusief hou vandag?
Ek gaan vir nou het ek net so asempie nodig.
OK, wel nou gaan ons dan, ek het vir Sandra gevra voor die tyd, favorite artist of song or whatever, ja. Want ons het golden al die segmente op die show wat ons noem stofpoepies. Ons probeer 'n mooi Afrikaanse woord skep.
Stofpoepies, dis alles.
Ja, so 'n stofpoep en tyd. So ons gaan 'n bietjie praat oor wat jy toe vir my geskryf het. Ek gaan nou net vir Bram vra om effe net stil te bly nou. Want het was baie mooi.
Hmm.
Maar ons moet nou gaan na stofpoepies. Nou, wacht, wat bykie. Ek moet nou eers het soek stofpoepies. Stofpoepies. Jy het gesê, jy wil luister na Leonard Cohen.
Ja, ek is maar net een Leonard Cohen fan. Jy weet, het is nou maar een van die dinge.
Nou, maar hier gaan het.
Stofpoepies, stofpoepies, stofpoepies van tyd. Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
What do I eat today? It'll have to be Sandwich Baron as I get free delivery. But what? A crunchy salad? Or fresh French bread with a variety of quality fillings? Maybe a giant baked potato cooked to perfection topped with creamy mushroom sauce, crispy bacon, and a goodly helping of cheddar cheese. At Sandwich Baron, you can order online. No hassle, no fuss. Only register once with a store of your choice. Order online at sandwichbaronstore.co.za. Over 60 stores nationwide to choose from. Sandwich Baron, undeniably delicious.
So, Leonard Cohen, let me start with this. I don't know him that well. So, I'm going to play a little bit of his stuff because we got to help people like me. So, here is what, Suzanne? Yeah, Suzanne?
Suzanne.
Maar dat klink hy jong, hè?
Ja, dit is een ouwe ene hier, Suzanne, ja.
Klink asof jy weet.
Nou gaan ek. Die ander een is... So long, Marianne. Marianne.
Maar is dit nie Dylan, nie?
Nee, God, is alles Leonard Cohen.
Dis Cohen.
Ek sweer. Maar ek het nou gelykies gemaak, dat het nou mooi oorgang. So hierdie is klaar, dan gaan ek dit doen. Okay. En nou is het So Long Marianne.
Ek hoef jy iets vertel van So Long Marianne. Ja? Nou, ja.
Vertel me nou.
Nee, toe ek in Griekenland was, nou, ek het gaan seil. Ek het op een vriend sy seilig gaan seil.
Jy sien? Stylish.
Lekker. Wees my die rechte vriend, hee.
Jy
sê
dit met sulke relish.
Maar toe kry ek, stuur iemand vir my op Facebook. Nee, ek vind het was net je post geweest, wat u sê dat Mary Ann is dood, en sy was 'n werklike vrou geweest, en ek was toevallig op Hydra geweest, en hy het 'n huis op Hydra, en soos daar al die foto's, toe google ek dit, en ek kry al die foto's van Mary Ann en Cohen saam op die eiland, so dit was nogal ongelooflik, en sy is toe, ja, ek denk in haar 90's, en toe sy dood.
En hoe, dan sê die title so apt, So Long Marianne.
Ja.
Hy het vir haar e-pos gestuur, terwyl sy op haar dood
weet was, hoe
ja,
is dit?
Want hy het vir hom gelat weet, sy is besig om te sterwe, en toe stuur hy vir haar a boodskap, and she loved it.
Ja, ek het nou nie daai, het nie daai deel gelees nie, maar die foto's van hulle saam was, dit was so snaaks om te, weet, jy stap op 'n eiland, op 'n straat en jy herken, want die goed verander nie soveel, jy herken hierdie kafee en daar stap hulle, 50 jaar gelede, wat ook al, jy weet. Ja. So,
selde plek.
Ja.
Wat het jy nog vir my oor, Leonard Cohen?
Ah, oh, wat wil jy weet? Weet jy sy tweede naam? was Norman.
Norman, dis reg, ja. Dis nogal 'n kurs om so 'n naam te hê. As jy 'n sanger is, dink ek Norman werk nie vir 'n sanger nie.
Norman en hy was Joods.
Ja.
Uit Kanada. O, een van die dinge wat min mense weet is he holds the highest civil honor en hy is a companion of the Order of Canada.
Ah,
so yeah. En dit is vanweer al sy because of all his accolades, and he's a singer, he's a novelist, he's a poet, he's a songwriter, he's a painter, he's a guitarist.
Die man is painter.
Ja.
Is dit te koop?
Ek dink dit is bekostigbaar as dit te koop is.
Maybe just private collections. Hey.
Ek het nog nooit
gesien nie.
I wouldn't. Yeah. My head didn't even go and think like, can I buy a?
Some of your Google.
Can I buy a Cohen?
Yeah. Can I buy a Cohen?
Yeah, but he started playing at the age of 30.
Yeah.
And then that's also shortly after that he had his first little band. What was it called? The Buckskins.
The Buckskins.
Oh.
Yeah.
So say first.
The Buckskins. Can so plus look, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I think he's die bucks.
Nie die bucks.
Ja, dit klink heel rof.
Ja. Maar die song wat jy vir my kan sê wat ek nog kan speel, want ek wil my forward gelykies gebruik.
Dance Me.
Ja.
Dance Me.
My favorite song.
Okay, so ek het bucks. Nie druk.
Ek is baie beïndruk met hierdie knoppe wat Kasper so het.
Yes,
baie kom en werk.
Is dat Dance Me?
Ja, yes, handen klap daar.
Oh, het ook eens reen op een fucking zingdag.
Kan wees.
Oh, dat reen zo vandaag.
Dat is voor mij een mooie song, daar.
Dat is bijna mooi.
Het obviously...
Met,
ja, kom maar.
Heb je Matthijs zijn weergave gehoord?
Nee, nog niet.
Het is beautiful. Nee. Ek het een dag in een...
Ek is zeker, hij vertaal bijna goed, eindelijk.
Ja.
Daar... Koos van Merwe toe moes vertaal ook, ja. Dat werk goed in Afrikaans, is stom.
Toe ek nog gedrink het, was dit rooiwijn, Leonard Cohen en Amanda Strydom. Dan raak ek so verdriet en huil en dan sit ek nog een sadder song op en huil nog meer.
So blauw aan. Ja. Maar hy is daarom, hy is een dichter van formaat, Cohen.
Ja, ek kan nou hoor, ek het na jou, jy het gesê die jou favorite album is 10 New Songs.
Ja.
Daar is, hy stem dieper as die Heerse genade. Ek kan nie, ek het probeer daar by kom, ek kan nie.
Ja, nee.
Maar in die begin met so Zan en so self opper.
Ja, sy,
hello, ek denk van... Hallo, het hy mooi sê.
Is daar die rook?
Ja, maar het my sien rooi en tabaks, lucht ruik jy in donker hout en soke goed. Jy sal bietjie laag.
Hy het 'n sexy stem gehad.
Baie. Maar hy is nog steeds lewende.
O, ja.
En hy het nou onlangs 'n nuwe album uitgebring.
Ja.
Is dit?
Ja, en apparently sê hulle, die critics, as ek nou sê hulle sê dit is uncompromising and urgent. So, die album's naam is You Want It Darker.
Ja.
So, ek meen, die man, hy is jou sterre teken.
Is hy ook een maagd?
Ja, hy is nou die 21ste September, dan word hy 84.
Wow.
Kan jy glo, ja.
Dan word hy 82.
En hy skryf nog aan mekaar.
En hy tree op.
En hy tree op en hy neem op ook, ja.
Ja,
dit is mooi.
Baie mooi.
Beautiful.
Kan sien dat mens kan dronk raak hier. nog een song wat jy kan noem dat ek hom soek?
Ja? Moet ons moet vir Halleluja eren.
O, Halleluja, die mooiste song wat ooit geskryf is.
Halleluja, Halleluja, sister, Halleluja.
It's a cold and something, Halleluja.
Ok, wacht, laat ek eerst my geleide weer kry. Sy het mooi uitgewerk, hè?
Daar was hy.
Jy is so talentvol. There was a secret chord
that David played and it pleased the Lord. Ek weet nie of ek my ding kan harder sit. But you don't
really care. Jy moet jou taalgebruik watch. Do you?
Hoekom?
Ek weet nie of ek my ding kan harder sit nie.
Nee, dit is jou brein. Dit is jou brein wat hierdie kak hoor.
Ja, myn is baie vroeg in die dag.
Die song is ook gecoverd door so baie mense, kore en
ja.
Musical versions. Maar wanneer het het onlangs geskryf dan nie?
Van Halleluja, ja. Nee, Halleluja is oud.
Is hy song? Ja, nee, hy is oud, ja.
Ek denk, hy is in die 60s geskryf. Ja.
Really? Ja. Maar dit is nou een resurgence ondergaan.
Ja, maar dit is omdat dit, ek denk dit is omdat het so ongelooflike song is. En jy kan so baie met hom doen. Soos jy sê, kore, jy kan groot musical arrangements doen. Ja. Hy kan baie eenvoudig gedoen word. Ja. Dit is net fantastisch.
Wil ek kyk wanneer is hy geskryf?
Wel, ek, Sandra het my gesê, een van haar favorite albums dan is 10 new songs. So dit beteken, jippie, ek kan weer een knoppie druk en dan kom ons speel die eerste song van 10 new songs. Ok, dit het nie helemaal uitgewerk. Daar kom hy. Ja. Hier is sy stem nou lekker.
Lekker, baie donker.
Die. Oh ja, it's beautiful hier.
Ja.
In my secret life, in my secret life, in my secret life, I saw you this morning, you were moving so fast, just love.
Nog een rooie wijn,
verseker.
En ek het hom gekry, hoor. Hy het hom geskryf in 75.
Wow!
Halleluja!
Jy was ek is van de 3.
Ja.
Ek word 5 jaar gebore.
Oei, jy weet, jy nog nie is hier nie.
Hoe dit begin, ek wil sê, hoe dit begin, maar waar is jou big break was op stage eers, het jy bekend geworden, was het movies?
Ja, nee, dit was eintlik my groot break, was seker maar Siener in die Suburbs gewees, jy weet. Want dis waar die gehoore vir die eerste keer nou werkelijk gekom het, en kom kyk het na theater, en dit was soort van een stuk wat die hele land aan die keel gegryp het, en allemaal was mal daar oor.
Ek onthou, dit was jy, en dan sê, gaan we die...
En Marius?
Marius
Weyers. Ek en Marius Weyers en Louis van die Kerk, Wilna Snyman,
yes.
Don Lamprecht,
wow.
George Ballot, Annette Engelbrecht.
Meier.
En dit is jylle klomp van ons.
The cream of the crop, nee?
This cream of the crop die vir jou, hoor. Mm-hmm.
Maar dit was soort van, jy weet, grensverskuivend, soos hulle dees daar sê, was nogal die mense het raar. Ons het oor die Hells Angels het gekom. Toen ons in Braamfontein gespeel het, dit was fantastisch, toe kom die Hells Angels met hulle bikes daar aan, want ek en Marius het van die straat af ingerij op een motorbike, tot op die voog. En dit was nog seker nooit gedoen in Suid-Afrika nie, weet. En toe die Hells Angels daarvan gehoor, toe kom hulle, en man en hulle tjoepsel gesedeer, hy plei, hulle was mal daar geweest, dit was dan nie, ja.
En wat daar nie een movie daarvan nie?
Ja, ons het een movie gemaakt, Koos Roets het die movie gemaakt, ja, ook met ons, ja. Dit in, ja, ja.
Hy gaan ook aan die play, nee, maar kyk, hy is nou weer verlede jaar
ja, het hom weer gedoen, ja. Ja nee, hy word elke paar jaar gedoen. Dit is ook maar so classic.
En later was met Charlene geweest.
Ja, met Charlene sy Richard en ja.
Wat was eerste, Cederval en Waterkloof of?
Nee, ek sien her.
Sien, dit was ook al vir hit.
Dit was ook, ja, ek meen, want dit is nou nog 'n komedie wat gedoen word.
Dit is die send-up van wat ryk mense van Pretoria.
Van snobbish mense, eintlik. Pretensieuse snobbish Afrikaners. Ja, so.
Ja, ok, ja. En was jy daarin?
Nee, ek was nie. Snaaks genoeg, Peggy het nog gesê die rol van Poppy vir my geskryf, maar ek was nie daar nie, want ek was toe besig met iets anders, kan nie onthou wat nie, maar, ja.
Hoe was die tyd, sorry, dit of ek nou beyond the date praat met iemand, maar
jy are.
Hoe was die tyd voor televisie? Hoe het mense dan van julle geweet, het hulle films net gekyk en theater toe meer gegaan? Of jy weet, so, want jy was 'n ster voor TV.
Maar daai tyd was die pers, denk ek, baie baie meer actief geweest in terme van die kunste. Ah, jy weet, ja, ons het geopen, bijvoorbeeld sê, ons met dinsdag aan met 'n nuwe stuk geopen, dan die resensente, en daar was het werklik goeie resensente, daai nag gaan skryf, sodat die volgende dag in die koerant is.
Oh, fantastisch.
Nie soos nou, wat jy week wag voordat jy, want jy het net een keer een week een kunstblad nie. Ja. Weet, daar was elke dag een kunstblad geweest in die koerante.
Okay.
So, dit was maar dit geweest, koerante. Dit is maar die pres, ja.
Dit is nog steeds die traditie in, op Broadway. So, ja. Wacht tot 12 uur die aand, ja. Dan kom die koerante uit.
Daar is hy, en dan gaan koop allemaal in. Ja.
Ach, dit is
maar nou het jy sê van, dat sy voor TV een groot ster was. My ma vertel vir my toe, ek het die foto gepost, wat ons gaan neem met na die show.
Ja.
En toe sê sy, ja, sy was een student, sy is een radiografis.
O ja?
En sy was een student nog geweest en sy het al prakties by HF gedoen.
Ja?
En daar was een dokter, wat haar getart het en alles het, want sy het vastgegloe, my ma is jou sissie.
O?
Want hulle het blijkbaar het sy nogal baie soos jou gelyk.
O, raar.
Toe sy jonger was.
Ja.
En dit het hoeveel verduideliking gevat om te sê, dit hulle is nie sissies
nie.
Hy het vastgegloe, sy wil net nie julle in kontak sit nie.
Ja. Sê vir my, wie het beter geage, haar sissie of sy haarself?
Nee,
nou moet ek nou kies tussen my ma en Sandra.
Ons weet, jou ma luister nie, nou nie so eerlik wees.
Dis nie regverdig nie.
Hulle altyd lyk nog baie goed.
Die man het geleer.
Ja. Nou van alles so ver, as jy nou terugdink, wat is altyd 'n moeilike vraag om te antwoord en altyd 'n lekker vraag om te vra. Wat is jou favorite play of movie of TV show wat jy gedoen het wat so half uitstaan?
Ja, hier kom het, ach, daar was baie, jy sien, Cassie, man, is moeilik oor so lang loopbaan om nou okay. Een uit te sonder.
Ja, maar ek weet, is het
moeilik.
Luister
maar,
net wat sê vir jou, hier kom het, is like, ja. Moet jylle allemaal daar een
volkie
vraag?
Maar dat is so typical vraag, hier. Maar mense is geïnteresseerd.
Ja, allemaal vraag en ek het nooit een antwoord nie.
Ja.
Ja, dat is te veel goed, jy weet, ek meen, daar is nie.
Oké, okay, maar kom, ons gaan dan stage, TV, film.
Oké, okay, maar daar ook, ek meen, stage, ek weet nie, ek kan nie so, ek wil ook nie so ver terug gaan nie, jy weet, okay. Maar daar was ongelooflike opwindende goed soos toe ons Maratsaad by die opening van die Markteater gedoen het, byvoorbeeld, dit was een fantastiese produksie,
ja.
En dit was heerlik om dit te doen, alhoewel ek bijna senuwee in eenstorting gekry het, omdat ek moes sing, en ek kan nie sing nie.
Ah.
En, maar ek denk iets soos die naaimachine was vir my fantastisch, want ek het vir een lang ruk nie eintlik gespeel, en ek het meer regie gedoen, en so, en toe gaan ek nou terug om te speel, en my eerste stuk eintlik weer, weet groot ding wat ek gedoen het, was naaimachine.
Okay.
En die manier wat naaimachine die volk aangegryp het, was ongelooflik. Ek meen, ons was oorals uitverkoop voor ons nog weke voor die tyd.
Ja.
Die mense, daar is een man wat het 13 keer gesien het. Jy weet so, ek meen, soiets is natuurlijk ongelooflik, want dis, daar is niks lekkerder as vol sale nie, soos jy weet. Dit is glad nie lekker om vir een rette handje vol mense. Ek meen, jy doen nog steeds wat jy moet doen, maar dit is net lekker as daar baie mense is, en jy voel die werk word waardeer, en al dit so. Ek sê, naaimachine was fantastisch vir my gewees. En dan, wat film?
Wat was die groot, kom ons gaan TV eers. Wat
TV, is, TV, oké, okay, ek dink Manam Saga vir my.
Oké. Okay.
Die Manam Saga.
Dit was
want dit was die grootste rol seker wat ek gespeel het.
Is dit geskryf deur Nerina?
Larina Erasmus.
Larina Erasmus met die rooie hare.
Ja, ja, ja.
Oh. Oké, okay, wat se jare was dit?
Oh,
ek onthou dit goed,
nou
maar ek kan
jy my.
Maar dit was so half die begin ergens, ja, die groot, groot iets.
Ja, dit was een groot, lang reeks geweest. Wanneer was dit nou geweest? Ek weet nie, ek onthou nog, het was toe die seilig oor see geseil het, maar nou kan ek onthou wat die jare was nie. Maar seker, wanneer die TV begin?
76 of
77? 6. So, in die uit, vroeg uitsie seker geweest, ja.
Ja, ja,
ja. En natuurlijk iets soos The Human Voice, ek het een One Woman Show gedoen, vroeg op TV.
Ek onthou dit.
Dit was fantastisch.
Met een phone?
Dis reg, ja.
Ja, ek onthou dit.
En dit was one take, ne?
Het was een wit phone.
Kan nie onthou nie.
Ah.
Jy onthou beter
sê. One take?
Was one take.
But you know, was a one show, ja, one man show doen.
50 minuten, ja.
Oh.
Dit was nogal angstwekkend geweest, maar het was fantastisch om te doen. Het was die eerste groot ding. Ek weet so'n groot ding wat ek op televisie gedoen, ja, het. Ek het ander goed gedoen soos Seefsteen Bataljon, wat,
ja,
wat lekker was om te doen. En
ja,
so,
ek onthou dit van die
San Pamper Circus, ja.
Ja, ja.
Ja.
Oké. Okay.
Maar, en dan film, ja, film is moeilik, want allemaal sal nou seker dink, mense moet sê, God, ons moet be crazy, en het was interessant, maar het was moeilik, het lang aangegaan, ons het 14 maanden geskied aan.
Ja, ja.
Yes, die man, en daar was nie een sambreel om onder te sit of een stoel om op te sit nie, dit was hard.
Het was maar low budget.
Dit was baie low budget, maar eintlik nie low budget in vergelyking met wat mense nou deesdae is. Deesdae is low budget, soos jy weet.
Ja. Maar het julle geweet, het jy al met Jamie Eys gewerk voor die tyd?
Nee, ek het nooit met Jamie, ek het hom ontmoet in die Kaap en hy kom kyk na het theaterstuk wat ek gedoen het, want hy het my nie ook nie geken nie, so.
So jy het gewonder gaan hierdie fliek werk of nie, want julle gaan so lank aan?
Ja, nee, ons het nie geweet nie, ons het nooit gedink dat gaan so enorme internationale kultus fliek word nie,
ja.
Jy weet het, ja. So, maar ek moet sê, 2 graden van moord was my baie lekker om te maak.
Oké, dis baie onlangs.
Ja, dit was my baie lekker om te maak. Was my lekker rol.
Dis ook met Marius en Charlene.
Ja, ja, ja. Dis is weer saam.
Ek het dit nie gesien nog nie, maar ek gaan dit kyk.
Ja, ek dink, ek dink dit was, weet, dis min dat my so een lekker rol kry op jou, op hierdie ouderdom vir film, wat jy na jou tanden kan inslaan. En ja, so dit was, en wel lekker om met Marius en Charlene weer te wees ook, ja.
Is dit gegrond op 'n regte gebeurtenis? Of is dit een uitgedinkte fiksie?
Nee, dit is een uitgedinkte fiksie.
En dan moet ons ook natuurlijk nie vergeet nie, Sandra, in Oktober, is daar een film op die kringloop met die naam van Snaaks Genoeg?
Ja, nou, ek het gewonnen wat van die ding geword het.
Toby vraag vir my, waar is ons film?
Ja.
Maar hy kom. Einde Oktober.
Nou toe.
Dan is het ek en jy en Toby en Charlene en Barry Hilton en Goliath en wie allemaal is nog daar in Johan Botha en
Magdo mense.
André Stok, nie wat sy naam, hy was
ja,
my Kaapse akte. Anyway, dit gaan interessant wees, hoor. Dit is half een road movie, so ek kom aan by julle in 'n sekere situasie,
ja.
En ons het ons story wat voltooi en dan gaan ek nou weer aan. Maar
dit was 'n interessante konsep van David om het so te doen, so 'n road movie, wat nie werklike teks het nie, maar een soort van 'n teks het en dinge wat nie baie vry gebeur, so ek is baie mal gewees om in die graf te lê.
Ja.
Met my trourok aan.
Ja, in die aand, my Here, dit was, dit, op die einde van die dag, ek het nie mooi geweet waar die helle aangaan nie, maar toe ek het nou sien, toe besef ek, oké, dit is hoekom jy in die graf
het. Het sin gemaakt.
Toe maak het alles sin gemaakt. Nee, het was baie lekker. Ek weet nie hoe die film ontvang gaan word nie, maar hy sal definitief een reaksie ontlok.
Ja.
David
is my bietjie soos Jamie.
Ja.
Niemand weet wat gaan aan behalwe hy nie.
En as hy in a bad mood is, dan stop mens. Dan rap ons nou vir die dag.
Ja, want Jamie het ek baie keer, kom ons op die stel en sê ek vir hom, oké, Jamie, wat skiet ons vandag?
Ja.
Want ons nader in die tekst weggegooi.
Ja.
Sê, goeie vraag. En dan, het is maar so aangekarring. Maar ek het die land gesien, kyk, met Gods Must Be Crazy.
Ja.
En het was my wonderlik, het ons daar, ek story in die Tankwa, ons storykie was ons in die Tankwa geweest.
Tankwa,
ja. Dit was lekker.
Het jy met Gods promotion gaan doen oorsee, of was dit net Jamie?
Nee, was meestal nie die Boesman wat gegaan
het. Oh ja,
nee. Ja.
Met die kookbottel.
Ja, ja.
was 'n stunning. Ek onthou ek het gesit en kyk in Sterland Pretoria met die 1000 seaters.
Ek was ook daar. Ons was heel waarskynlik daar dieselfde aand.
Ja. Vol mense het gelag. Ons het so gelag. Dit was fantasties geweest. Is daar nog enige pertinente vrae oor die lewe wat ons tyd hardloop uit? Wat jy vir Sandra wil vra?
Ek dink ons los maar die lewe uit.
Ja, maar ek het nog sulke vrae soos dit maar uit iemand soos wie, ja?
Ek het nie eintlik vrae. Ek sit en luister net in awe en ek dink, jene al hierdie mense wat jy nou en hierdie experiences wat jy gehad het in die bedryf deur al hierdie jare. Ek wil die staaltjies hoor. Jy weet daai goedjies. Is maar soos jy ook en
ja, ek love dit.
Ja, en ek wonder net jy gebly in Suid-Afrika.
Ja, ag jy, dit was nie so 'n moeilike keuse vir my gewees nie, want ek jy weet toe ek jonk was, en as jy nou wil oorsee gaan, dan dink ek moet jy jonk wees. Jy moet nou nie in jou middeljare wees en begin dink jy gaan oorsee 'n groot ster word nie.
Nee, wat het jy nou net gesê van jy skep jou eie realiteit?
Jy skep jou eie realiteit, maar daar is hom sekere feite ook. Maar ons was so die muison van die wêreld daai tyd geweest. Dit was nie eintlik eers 'n opsie geweest vir my nie. En ek het ook sulke lekker werk hier gehad. Jy weet, en ek, toe die mate, dink ek mens werk van wat jy ken. En wat ek ken is Suid-Afrika, in Suid-Afrika. En ek ken nie Engeland nie. Dit is nie deel van my gut nie. Jy weet, so wat gaan ek nou in Engeland maak?
Maar ek onthou jy spesifiek in daai tyd, volatile tyd, het jy byvoorbeeld Othello gedoen met John Carney. Al die land aan die praat gehad.
Nee, dit was Miss Julie.
Was Miss Julie
en toet ons gesoen.
Was dit nie Othello nie? Was Miss Julie. Ja, die soen was...
Oh, die soen en die hele land aan die brand en die parlement op hulle agterpoot.
You see?
Ek dink die KP, die NP, wil van beskuldig het hulle my gebruik. Nou, liewe vader, as julle nou ver van die merk af kyk.
Wat is vir jou 'n knyp jouself oomblik in jou lewe?
Ek dink... was nogal ek knyp myself oomblik in my lewe toe hulle my bel uit die presidensiële kantoor en vir my sê ek het die order of Ikamanga gekry.
Oh.
Ja, so dit is nogal iets, jy
is,
weet. Ja. Ek moes ek nogal gedink, jissie, hoekom ek? Jy weet, dit is nogal, wow, jy weet.
So as dit nou Engeland was jy duim?
Was ek 'n duim, ja. Maar nou is ek...
Nou is jy die order van wie?
Ikamanga.
Oh.
Ja.
Dit klink baie fantastisch.
Ja.
Oh, that's amazing.
My bed hang nou so maar oop.
Is dit 'n medaille of 'n standbeeld?
Dit is 'n medaille en twee... Ja, medaille aan 'n lint en dan kry jy twee sulke pins by. Wat 'n vriendin van my wat in die diplomatiese kringe beweeg het, sê jy kan dit nou dra as jy na een of ander formele geleentheid, dan sit jy die pin in jou lapel. Jy gaan nou nie met die helse groot klok om jou nek loop nie. Jy gaan net die pin insit en dan weet almal nou. Jy is gep, wat ook al.
Ja.
Genap. Ja, jou dan nou noem Dame Sandra.
Absolutely.
Dame Sandra from today on.
Oh,
from
today.
maar geniet jy dit? Okay, dit is ook nou 'n bietjie huisgenoot en so. Maar geniet jy nou die soos die jag? Ek praat van nie jag nie, ek praat van die skip. Dat jy sulke dinge, is dit jou favourite ding om te doen?
Ja, ek is mal oor seil. Ja, ek is 'n skipper ook. Ek is gekwalifiseerde skipper.
Ah,
ja. En so ek seil al vir baie baie jare.
So jy kan huis en alles.
Ek kan alles doen. Ek kan navigeer, ek kan allerlei goed doen. Ja, nee, ek kan doen. Ja.
So you the adventurous type.
Ebe, ja.
Ja. Jy meen nie om fail te word
nie. Nee, ek love it.
So Desember maand moet ons hier wees of kan ons Kaap toe gaan?
Ek verstaan nie.
Hy wil gaan kuier.
O, jy wil gaan seil?
Ja.
O, jy wil hop nou. Jy sien jou netwerk.
Vat die advies, Boeta, vat die advies. Hy het gesê, it's all about the friend. Go with that.
Ek denk soms is my net gelukkig, jy weet nie. Dan val die ook dobbelsteentjies op die rechte plek.
As mens wil doen wat jy van hou, dan sal jy dit doen.
Doen.
Absoluut.
Ja,
Jermaine het ons klaar gepraat oor Leonard Cohen. Ek wil die dinge in die lig los.
O ja, nee, ek is nie meer bekommerd oor dit. Nee, ek is like, I'm with Sandra.
Ja, but I mean, people listen and I think that I lose my track. So I want to know, are we finished with that?
Ja, daar is nog info, maar ek dink dis genoeg.
Can I ask you to go and think about a thought for the week? For us?
I can certainly do that.
Okay, because it's nearly time to say goodbye. So go out. Gaan kyk mense, ek wil Afrikaans praat want dit is 'n Afrikaanse stuk. Fantasties. Oscar en die Pink Tannie sien vir Sandra in al haar glorie. She is on top of a game en dit is 'n baie goeie geskryfde stuk. Baie goeie geakte stuk. So really enjoy. And it's until the 25th of September. Sandra, hopefully I will see you in October at the premiere.
Oh, yes, my dear. We shall put on, I don't know, Diamante or whatever.
We will. Okay, bring your naps,
yeah.
Bernard, for you, ook een geseënde week.
Ach, baie dankie.
Okay. And let us play this for Charmaine.
Here is the dawn of the week.
En ons gedagte vir die dag, Shemay.
Sandra is pragtig.
Ek love dit. En ek dink daarmee gaan ons die volgende week in. Is lekker voedsel vir ons breinvoedsel en vir al ons luisteraars en kykers, wie mal genoeg is om te kyk na ons. daar in huis, wat is die malhuis? Dan meer, wat?
Verster.
Daai verster en al daai plekke. Geniet julle dag ook. Julle sal nie weet of dit 'n fucking maandag of 'n sonderdag is nie, maar
This is cliffcentral.com.